Sturgoy, Zach 2.0, Sturzak, Sturzak 2, Sturgoy 2.0, Sturzak 2.0, Sturzak, Sturgoy, Zach 2.0, Sturzak, Sturzak, Sturgoy 2.0.
Welcome to Got Your Mail, a podcast about FX channels. The Strain. My name's Bubba. You can find me on Twitter at Fit and Trim. That's FitTenTrim at Fit and Trim on Twitter. And with me, as always,
still
is somebody who doesn't know how to open a Coke can. It's Mork. Mork, how you doing?
Oh, Bubba, I am so great and
great.
You know, if you want to find me, you can do that at Extraordinary on Twitter. That's Extraordinary with a W in front of the ultimate R. Just the ultimate, just like tonight's episode, the ultimate episode of The Strain.
Pentultimate episode.
Oh, wait, what?
This wasn't the last one. This was the pentultimate.
But so much was resolved. Like, what else are they going to do after tonight?
R.I.P. Abby.
Poor Abby. We loved you while we knew you.
Listeners, we're going to be covering Season 4, Episode 9, The Traitor of The Strain. There's only one episode left in the show after this. Man. Mork, we got to get to it right at the top.
Yes.
What is your ranking out of 10 for Episode 9, Season 4, The Traitor?
Well, I gotta be honest. I'm going to be a little tough on the episode. Not as much happened as I wanted it to, so I gotta give it five.
Whoa.
Five. Double Q's.
Double Q's?
Questionable qualms. There were a lot of people who should have been way past any sorts of reservations about what they were doing. Dutch about having to kill people, having to even bother interrogating Desai. I mean, they needed one thing. Right? They need one thing. Where is the master? That's really it. Not a whole conversation about, hey, how's your job going? Do you get benefits? How does that make you feel? Like, none of that. And across the board, you know, across the board, whatever they were dealing with, all sorts of people having qualms. I think it slowed down tonight's episode. Really looking forward to next week, though. Right. But until then, Bubba, what do you think?
Well, first, before we get to my ranking for Season 4, Episode 9, The Traitor of the Strain,
okay.
I wanted to bring out a buddy of mine.
Oh, good, good.
Here they come right now.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's me, the master. Mork, I heard you loved this episode and gave it a 10.
No, he didn't. He only gave it 5 out of 10.
Hey.
Thank you, Zach 2.0. Now I can kill him. I hate weak rankings. Crunch, crunch, crunch.
Oh, man. It's a good thing that I'm wearing my helmet. The Strain helmet.
It's not his helmet. I saw him. He took it from the...
I hate thieves. Good work, Jack 2.0.
I'm just going to text my wife, actually, before you kill me.
It wasn't his wife. He did. Jack 2.0.
We were officially married, for God's sake.
Let me tell you, Zach 2.0 is a double T.
Double T?
Tattletale.
Aww.
He was not too cool, but that is not how I'm going to tie my ranking in today.
Okay, all right.
I'm going to give this. Now, you went 5 out of 10.
I did. I wish I didn't, but I did.
That is pretty tough.
I got to be real.
I'm tempted to go there, but because there was one scene that I loved so much.
Okay, all right.
I'm going to go way up to 6.
Oh.
And wait for it.
Mm-hmm. Still waiting.
Double BHs out of 10.
Double BHs?
Well, double BH is a shorthand. You know, Twitter has a character limit. That's a quick way to say bros before hoes. And Desai, decided to go with his bro, the master, rather than his naggy wife. And so I love that scene so much. Desai was so just goddamn terrible throughout the entire episode that I'm going to miss him the most.
He was pretty good. He was about as slimy as Eichhorst was cold and calculating.
Oh, yeah.
So we did get to follow him, spend some real time with him, but... Yeah, as soon as he turned on his wife,
that Zach, was so good.
Zach, who I'm gonna call Zach Trust 0.0, he He turned on Desai. He threw Desai out with the trash. Now, where should we start? I mean, one big question that I have is, if you're the master and you send Zach, hey, Zach, go here and, you know, do whatever you want. And at a certain point, your dad, who killed your mom.
Sure.
And saw you start a nuclear holocaust.
Right.
Is going to give you a can of soda. Make sure to
what
cut
were
yourself.
The other all right, Zach. Now, if it isn't a can of Coke,
now,
you could say, Dad, I really want a haircut. And then when he's cut, you reach up your hand and get it cut in the scissors. Or if that doesn't work, Zach.
No, it's not how people get haircuts anymore, Master, who sounds like Richard Nixon.
Listen to me, Zach. I'm Master Goy.
You are a crook.
Listen.
You are a crook.
If that doesn't work, Zach. If you haven't flossed your teeth for a while, and then you floss them real tough, blood will come out, and then just the feelers will know, Zach.
No, I have young, strong gums.
I love you more than I love my... You've been more of a son to me than Quinlan has, Zach.
Who?
2.0. Strabono.
Oh,
Borno.
Sure.
You know him as...
Okay, so...
The other guy.
All right, so I will either cut myself on a can of soda pop... Or
I have foreseen.
I will.
Zach.
I'll get a haircut. I'll get my dad to give me a haircut, and I'll jam my finger into the scissors.
Make a blood oath. Say, Dad, you can trust me. Here, let's do a blood oath on it, and then cut your finger and shake his hand.
Well, Gus would probably do that. I mean, that's more of a Gus thing.
Hey, right? Bruh.
Yeah.
Hey, bruh. I'm wearing gloves.
Where's Gus?
Yeah. So we're goofing off too much, Mork. Where do you want to dive in to this episode, The Traitor?
Well, it was a pretty... I mean, the gang is essentially back together.
Thank God.
I'm fine with just going through it all at once. But the big question that I was going to get to, and then you Zach Trust Point owed me.
No, sorry. What's that?
Is what are you going to do at this point? You know, the Zach 2.0.
Yeah.
Like Ray from one of our other favorite shows had one job.
One job.
One job, and it didn't quite work out. So do you keep at this point? A nuclear weapon has gotten into New York City.
Mm-hmm.
F is no longer available.
No.
What do you need Zach 2.0 for?
Zach 2.0 came home the other day. I said, hey, let's play. And the Strigoi and the cradle and the silver spoon. When you hug Abby, I can feel you grooving hot sex with your mom.
we're gonna release a single. I think we got a single coming up.
What if, this is an idea I pitched at the end of the episode.
Mm-hmm.
What if the idea is that you do need somebody who can ferry you across water?
Mm.
If they've got this evil nuke on Manhattan isn't an island. How are you going to get off the island if you can't do it yourself? You need somebody to pilot that boat for you. Zach 2.0, boat pilot. Zach, you always wanted to drive. You've been talking all season about getting your driver's license.
Look, the master cuts a lot of corners, but one corner that he doesn't cut, double L's.
Double L's?
Loyal listeners, is boat safety. number one, I don't think the master is going to allow Zach to pilot a boat without having a haircut or at least a headband, and that's not happening. And Zach... A lot of people, I think it's sort of an undercurrent of a lot of these episodes, but it's pretty clear to me after looking really closely.
Yep.
I think Zach has vertigo.
No,
so you don't want to get into a boat that's piloted by someone with vertigo. That's
no.
It's also a Harry Chapin song. So
I think we should start in the tensest, most action-packed area in the entire episode.
Okay. All right. Inside the soda can?
So let's meet up with Roman.
Yes.
Remember, Roman.
Well, we were all thinking, is that a red shirt underneath Roman's parka?
Right. We even predicted that he would die in this episode. But then there was also the thought, well, if Roman is the quote-unquote, I know how to blow up a nuclear bomb guy, that theoretically won't happen until the final episode. And so Roman survives.
Yeah.
But Roman, he has some beefs. With,
sure.
Hey, bruh, it's me.
Yeah.
Well, I was sent here by sexy fat gut. Hey, bruh, listen, we've been fighting each other for too long, and now we got to do the master's bidding for him, but not that. Instead, let's band together. We got sent here by Vasily Fett.
Oh, and then when we're done with that, then we're going to start ripping people off again.
Right.
Okay, cool.
Hey, do you see any gold on this trolley? Hey, bruh.
Nope.
I knew a man once.
Oh, you did?
Who said that silver was the most valuable thing ever, huh? You hear, feel me?
That's a really good point.
No, hey, no. Are you still alive. Satrakian is still alive. The master, he's in the master and he shows him to me. Zach 2.0, come on.
Yeah, come on, Zach 2.0. Look, excuse us, Zach 2.0. I'm going to listen to the guy who let his mother and his brother and his best friend all die horrible deaths. Now, Gus 2.0, what were you saying?
Let me ask
and
you something.
And kept his mother, after she was turned Strigoi, in a wheelchair some sort of weird S&M mask on top of her head and paraded her through the streets of...
Oh, man. Gus. God bless Gus. Rather than just calling out and said, hey, Fett sent us, we're your partners.
Mm-hmm.
No, instead, he has to draw a gun on Roman and says, drop your gun, we're friends, as he holds a gun to Roman's head. Why don't you drop your gun, Gus, and then Roman knows you're on the same side. I mean,
Well, look, apparently you didn't grow up in the same streets that Gus did, because they have a different code of manners.
Oh, boy.
Of etiquette. It's right. Just a little bit different. So he eventually removed the gun, and he did his whistle, and the guys showed up with
more weapons. Oh, so many more weapons. And we heard a couple of things which I believe are foreshadowing. Number one, Roman told Gus after they got through their fun stuff, is they said, you know what? If one of these rocket launchers, if one of these grenades goes off right here by the warhead, are we toast? And Roman said, no, this thing, and I believe that's true, right? A bomb wouldn't go off just because the casing blew up or something like that. So
I would hope not.
I mean,
something really bad would happen to a post. I mean, that's the thing. Like the risk. What exactly is the risk of this bomb going off? I mean, it would kill our gang. It would kill our beloved heroes.
Right.
But this is not going to be the first. Or I mean, there were many, many nuclear bombs that went off.
Mm-hmm.
All because apparently of Zach Trust 2.0. So. I mean, I don't want it to happen before it's supposed to happen, but at the same time, we can handle it.
For sure, for sure. Speaking of something that Strigoi can't handle, silver.
Oh.
We see Roman, Gus, and Cream's buddy.
You know, like...
Getting down, getting some silver. That's got to be foreshadowing, I think, for the final battle. I don't know how they're going to use silver.
Right.
But...
Well,
what do you think how could you use silver bars? I mean, these are big bars.
Well, I would make a suit of armor.
Yeah.
You know, I'd make a suit of armor. What would you do, Bubba?
Well, I would do that. I would at least have a neck collar because Strigoi love going for your neck.
Ooh.
Wait a minute. Uh-huh. This is good. Mork, you may have just solved how they're going to get out of the cliffhanger at the end.
Okay.
We've already just explained it.
Make
we
a copy
know,
of the Oxido Lumen?
We...
Put it up on Google Translate?
We were told, hey, if you blow up this van near the nuclear bomb won't go off. But what do you think is in that van?
Ooh.
But a bunch of silver. Our heroes are surrounded by evil Strigoi.
Wow.
They all lay down. They blow up the van filled with silver. It sends the equivalent of a silver grenade, kills everybody who surrounded them.
That's pretty cool.
Let's do it. You know that's the only way.
That is a pretty good way. I was kind of hoping for... it wasn't that I mean, I have liked to have had a couple of big action sequences in this episode. We didn't get that.
We got Zaction sequences. We didn't get action. We got Zaction sequences.
Yes, we did. Hence, 5 double Qs. But what we could have had that is almost as fun as a big action sequence is like a... I don't know what it's called, but they used to do it on A-Team, you know, every week where it was, all right, we got 6 pumpkins and a chain link
fence. We
got
to create a distraction.
And a ladder.
Let's blow this shit.
So, you know, and then, you know, cut to, there's music playing, there's sparks flying, BA is welding something. Like, no matter what, he's welding something.
A plan is coming together.
Yeah. So, like, it would have been fun to see, okay, we got all the silver. Now let's turn it into bullets or, you know, high heel shoes or
something.
Would
be great. Oh, it'd be so good.
But so we didn't get that. I was kind of hoping for that. And that would have been a good thing for Roman and Gus. Because one thing about Gus that you pointed out is because it's like he's always sort of relegated to – he's either – you know, he's either JV or AAA.
He's never with the heroes.
Yeah.
They partner him with the heroes in the next episode. They've sent him off on his own adventure. You're right. He is always stuck on, like, the B plot or the C plot on this show. Now, at the end of the episode, he's with our heroes, surrounded by these evil Strigoi.
That counts.
But it's like maybe they don't have any interaction. Maybe Gus is too similar a character. You would say sacrilege to say it. But maybe Gus is too close of a character to Fett, so they don't have enough to play off of each other.
That could be, and I don't think anyone, you know, I don't think anyone could tell them apart when they were talking. You know, people would have to look at them both
right,
at the same time.
Right, but they're both tough guys who don't take any brash and go their own way. So it's kind of like
they're
not good. They're not quote unquote good scene partners. Whereas if you have Mr. Quinlan Strabone Borno, where he's, you know, so uptight and studious, and I've been doing this for 2,000 years. And then Fett, who's also a badass but also carefree, they kind of have that natural yin and yang.
A badass who almost studied architecture.
And almost got back in the bread truck.
Oh, man. Yeah, that was pretty dangerous. You know, having some booze around, booze plus Dutch plus F plus Fett plus who knows Zach 2.0.
I mean, enough. Stop adding.
I was nervous. I was nervous that I didn't really think it was going to happen, but just for a second I had a flash of like, okay, so Dutch has she's slept.
Oh, no.
And look, I'm not saying to blame her because, I mean, passive aggressive F and sexy Fett are both, they're definitely in the top 1% of eligible bachelors
on the string
on the planet.
True.
On the planet.
Okay.
At this point.
Good point.
So I can't say I blame her, but I thought maybe for a second, hold on.
Yeah.
What if Zach Trust.0 seduced Dutch?
Oh man, that'd be great.
She had a couple of
drinks.
What
if he came up to her and said, "The master gave me this computer. Show me how to hack." And then they have this montage of falling in love. That's the code, Zach.
Oh, that is the code. The code to love.
Let's leave Roman and everybody behind and get to my favorite storyline in this episode.
Yes.
My good buddy, Cass Anvar, as Desai, in what has to be the absolute craziest load of crap that this train has ever given us. First of all, he's strapped to a chair. This is our waterboard American torture scene.
Yeah.
And so there's not really a good cop, bad cop in this scenario. It's like there's a bad torturer, worse torturer.
Yeah. They don't – I mean, I have a – this is also one of the first interrogation scenes I've seen where the guy with the ratty, unshaven beard is interrogating the guy with the perfectly shaven beard.
Right.
Normally, it's kind of like the other way around, isn't it?
Normally, that's correct.
Normally the villains, groomers, the well-groomed people are the ones who've tied up the other guy.
So Desai, this whole beginning section where he's been interrogated by, hey, Desai, it's me, Sexy Fett, and Sexy Hatchker Dutch. This is just so preposterous. We have to have more political discourse.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, you think it's horrible that the master took over and killed everybody and drains their blood? But think of how he's making our blood. He wants our blood clean. You know, we used to fight each other and eat junk food, and now we eat healthy stuff.
It's true. Since the master took over, diabetes has decreased by at least 15%.
And think of the millions of people who used to use, you know, welfare.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's true.
No. Now they don't have any. They're on the partnership.
Yeah, yes.
Oh my God.
They are partners. It's one big co-op thanks to the master. Yeah, I mean, they're...
Are we supposed to believe that Desai really believes this? Because it's delivered, I almost want to say, as if this is what Desai really believes. Come on.
I actually...
What is this ridiculousness?
I do buy that he believes it. One thing that... See, what... what I, if I could, and I know that you guys are close personal friends, but if I could tie Cass Anvar to a chair force him to answer a few questions for me.
I'd love it.
It would be, okay, so what exactly is the point of the baby factory? What exactly is the point of the meat hook blood factory? And really, okay, what is the point of those farms? Because you guys, you even say it yourself, cool Desai.
Yeah.
You even say it yourself that the healthier that people are, the healthier that the Strigoi are. So what's the plan here? Like, you got to know something. What is it that you are throwing away your soul for to accomplish? Oh. You can't be that in the dark.
Oh, you're saying I'm in the dark? Well, maybe okay. I'm in the dark, mm-hmm. Dutch, because you in the dark web shut down the internet, huh? Huh? Hey, Fett.
Okay.
How many people have you killed trying to kill Strigoi?
Seven people.
Have you ever thought about that? Those seven people could be still alive if you just accepted a million Strigoi.
Hey, bro, they were all on death row. I didn't want to use.
My accents only last for about four sentences. It's anyway.
This conversation,
mm-hmm.
I'm of two minds about it. Okay. Number one, it is ridiculous. It is preposterous.
Fair enough.
This just ridiculousness. I was trying to save those babies before Dutch hits him. It was so ridiculous and preposterous. But you know what it also was? It was also very The Strain. This was on brand for The Strain. They love political discourse. They love fighting amongst everybody. And Dutch beating the crap out of Desai, I actually really enjoyed it. She just kept punching him.
No, she was she was swinging away and hitting her target for the most part. So, yeah, I mean, no, that part, that stuff is fun, and I think they actually do a really good job of it. I just, in this episode, you know,
there's only one episode left.
Right. So, I was hoping they would really be pulling out all the stops.
Yeah.
And
I always like say that I like this show when it's Gonzo action. It is a comic book summer movie show.
Exactly.
No summer movie would add in these ridiculously, at this point, in the climax of the movie, would add in that ridiculous mano a mano. But it did lead to the bonding and some time alone between Fett and Dutch. They haven't had much time together in this season because they were separated for so long. And then when they were back together, they had to go through the losing of Satrakian. So this is a bonding moment here. We're
rebonding.
Amen. A re-red trucking between these two. And Dutch somehow is upset that Desai said this loadable. Like, yeah, aren't we better than Desai? We're better than, welfare. I'm a lord.
Yeah, I'm okay with that sentiment to a certain point, but Dutch, you crashed the internet. Remember that?
Right.
You worked for the master.
Okay, geez.
So, she's probably not the best, messenger for that particular message. But they wasted some, what I presume was some high-end alcohol cleaning her wounds.
Oh, yeah. Love it.
Do you think if you're Fett at this point, do you think, man, I wish I was in Montana with Charlotte.
Right. Yeah. Why did I come? What is exactly
Are we
going to
see
right?
Charlotte again? Will she pop up to?
Yeah. Come on.
I would.
Uh-oh. Love triangle. That's the love triangle.
Will
he ever see? Let's get to it.
All right.
Will Fett survive the series? Yes or no?
Man, that is a great call. I'm going to say, yeah. I think he will.
Will Dutch survive the series? We know the series history of killing women.
Can we maybe? Oh, that is a good call.
Let's do it at the end. But the reason why I wanted to talk about it now is because we're reviewing the episode. They had this tender moment, theoretically reconnecting, rebred trucking. Mm. And so I was just wondering if this is a moment to set up to foreshadow that these two were meant to be together and that after the master is killed, which we assume will happen in the last episode, or if this is their last moment of peace together before one of them has to die a hero, killing the master. And so, listeners, go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/doublepodcast. That's the word double, the single letter P, the word podcast, plural, facebook.com/doublepodcast. Tell us what you think. Who's going to survive? Who you want to survive? I want to decide to survive because it is after Dutch calms down, after she had that drink with Fett, they go back in. And Desai is like, why? This is when he brings up, why would this Strigoi put people into a situation like that? Can you imagine the disease that would happen in the blood supply? That's the last thing they want. I mean, come. Why did they even let him talk? Why not just say...
Well, they certainly don't need to let him talk, although maybe they were also wondering, well, what was the baby factory?
And right, why were we there?
Like, these are some great, spooky, like... really, really creepy, machines and environments that they'd created. And I really wanted to know more about what the hell are they doing?
Well, we'll never know.
Yeah, no, look, I don't know much about, concussion protocol in the NFL.
Right.
So maybe based on what happened to Desai this evening, and I don't want to bury the lead.
Or
bury the Desais. But would any NFL teams put Desai back on the field after what happened to him with the master? Would he pass an NFL concussion protocol?
I don't think so. Not after all that head trauma.
It was a lot.
So Desai's wife, Sela.
Oh, she's beautiful.
They found her.
Well, she looked like she was, she's in her pajamas or something.
Love this moment. So I was saying how crazy yet very much the strain that ridiculous political commentary was. But our heroes and Strabone Borno Quinlan himself sticking out his tongue worm and saying, I'm going to eat your wife unless you tell us. That was powerful. That was wonderful. I loved that moment.
Yeah, it was a great moment. No, you're right. I really did, dig this, and it was fun to see Desai really just not have any clue what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
And it does make you think of like, well, could they have used, Strabone is such a,
he's a superhero.
He's such a superhero, or maybe there should have been a couple of times where it was like, hey, look, guys, I'm really hungry, and one of you is not pulling their weight. So,
which one of Cream's crew?
Yeah, exactly.
Is willing to feed a brother here?
Which one doesn't know how to, hotwire a car or get free cable? Because I'm taking that guy out for a snack.
Can I say that one thing that is slightly interesting? Because we're going to get to it as we follow the Desai storyline to the end. Desai's wife is about to be turned, munched, eaten.
Yeah.
He gives up. He when she's in danger, he gives up everything. He gives up the truth.
Right.
But suddenly when he's in danger, he gives up her.
He throws
a great Sanjay Desai.
Yeah, we will miss
you. My Strigoi of the week. And he wasn't even a Strigoi. He was, that is.
Strigoi in spirit.
Right. That is the best moment of the episode. And so let's get to it. Admittedly, it does tie into the master and Zach's evil plan.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get back to that in a bit, but let's just get to this wonderful moment where Sanjay Desai and his wife, they're still kind of locked in this room at the hero's bunker, and they're kind of having a fight. I did it for you. You didn't do it for me.
Right.
Nobody on this show ever gets along, not even married couples. And so I love it.
Unlike all other married couples.
Come on, you know how it was like, okay, the gang's back together, immediately start fighting gang.
Yeah. No. I mean, this scene, though, it's nice that they're sort of apologizing to each other until someone shows up and ends date night.
Right. And so Desai, his wife is attacking what he did. He's like, no, that was I-Course. That wasn't me. That was on I-Course. Remember our time at the restaurant? Remember that, honey?
Remember I got you that reservation and that other guy almost ate you? Let's not hang out in public anymore.
I did it for you, honey. I did it for you.
I learned it by watching you.
Yeah. I've never been unfaithful to you. Look at Desai. once again, it's all about her. It's all about her until it's about him. And then he's suddenly like, whoops.
Right.
So the master comes in. They follow Zach 2.0's blood trail. And Desai, love it. I told them nothing. I told them nothing. Yeah, they tried to get stuff out of me, but they didn't know anything. And I made light of it at the very top of this podcast. But Zach is the traitor. This episode is titled The Traitor. Is it Desai? No, it is Zach.
It's got to be Zach.
2.0 is the traitor. And he's like, he told him, Master. He told him, I saw. Oh, my God. And then Desai to throw his wife under the Sturgoy. Whoa.
Yeah. No, this
Oh,
was,
that's great.
It was pretty pretty brutal. However, she did not have to deal with being...
Yeah, being turned
anymore. no, I mean, she, if she would have stuck around, yeah. Like at this point, I mean, this is sort of like, I don't know. I mean, again, I'm just going to keep bellyaching about this because I don't know what their plan was, but this felt like in a very non-particularly dramatic way. This felt like this episode was actually a pretty rough defeat for the Master.
Yeah.
You know, where this is a wasted gambit. Yes, he communicated with Strabone, but that's really it. Yeah, they surrounded the guy. Okay. But he lost his most valuable lackey.
His plan to find the bomb failed.
Right. Desai can't do anything else for him. And Zach, who blew it.
Who he's grooming.
Well, he is grooming him, and there is certainly potential for Zach having, you know, a bit of a future. What exactly that is, we'll talk about that in 6 weeks when we talk about Zach 2.0, 3.0, 4.0, 5.0, past, present, future. Please join us. No, but Zach's whole point was to lure in F.
Right.
And
fail.
And he
epic
failed.
Fail.
And he failed. And, you know, so this is a failure. This is a real setback for the Master. Setback from what? I don't know. But it is a setback.
Well, he's not going to be able to have those great views from the Empire State Building anymore. Thanks for nothing, Zach.
If you've seen what they did along the waterfront, I mean, it is gorge.
So let's follow the meat of this story now that we've gotten the R.I.P. Sanjay Desai.
And I will say this. He went out in a way. I've never seen anyone get their head smashed like that.
On this show, no. On the Game of Thrones, the mountain smashed somebody's head identical to this. But the Master did it with more class.
This is way classier. And also the mountain did it. And he really smushed the whole thing.
Right.
This, you know, Desai was still presentable from one angle, which is like the Master.
That's in case he's part of the Master now, and the Master has to go into pretend.
There's got
to
be room.
Hey, Zach 2.0, it's me, Desai. I'm not dead. I'm still alive. Like your mom.
Yeah. And no. So okay. So
let's get back to where it all began.
It
the
all
Zach
began
nap.
Last week.
The Zach nap.
Zach is napping
on his cot, and his dad is locking him in the bunker, the hero bunker, in Cream's bunker.
Right, and we learn that not only was he locked in, but no one trusts him, and they blindfolded him to bring him back. So Zach doesn't know exactly where he is. Apparently, that's not going to be a problem for anyone, but there is a little bit of a get-to-know-you period, and you know, if only the people at the custody board were still alive, because F finally gets to have custody of Zach, and look what happens.
So F lets him know, the reason why you're locked in here is the others don't trust you. You were with the Master for months. How can they trust you? You're my son. I want to trust you, but I can't.
Sure.
And so Zach tells this story, which is a truthful story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what happened to you after the bomb went off? Well, I went downstairs, ran into I-Corps, I've been with the Master all this time. He let me go because
Because
he wants me to turn you in. Like, well, Zach told the truth. Truth-telling Zach.
Well, he does get to that. At first, he's sort of being a little evasive. He's kind of complaining. He says, oh, I'm tired. I haven't slept for days.
So you don't have any soda, Dad. Any can.
Yeah.
Not one can. You know how long it's been since I've had a ginger ale?
Hey, you know what, Dad? I was thinking, now that we're back together, maybe I can get my ears pierced. Do you think that maybe Dutch or Fed, they have a knife
right,
that I
exactly.
could use?
Oh, that is the best plan. So the heroes are debating it amongst themselves. They don't actually debate it, but they kind of say it as politely as they can about, hey, does your son have double S?
Double S?
Stockholm Syndrome.
Ooh.
And in what did you think F thought? Do you think F thought, yes, he's on the master's side? Or did F think he's just a little boy? Because I couldn't quite read it.
Yeah, I mean, I think I actually think it's just more of like all of these people think that F is the biggest screw up of time.
Of course, they should.
And so this, you know, if you're F, you'd be like, oh gosh, this is even more embarrassing. This is even worse.
Awkward.
I'm a little surprised that F didn't give Zach 2.0 the random government flunky off the train treatment. Zach 2.0. Yep, it's him. He didn't make it. Anyway, let's move on. You know, like, I'm surprised he brought him back because everyone thinks he's an idiot. And, you know,
I think of the team, I think Dutch said it the best way. So Dutch is like, you know, he's just a little boy. So you trust him. Well, I'm not saying that.
I'm not gonna
so
go
you
that
think
far.
He's lying. Well, I want to go that far.
Right.
I think Dutch said it the best, but they were right. I want to give our heroes some credit. They're not always right, but in this one instance, they were right in their treatment of Zach.
Yeah.
Let's keep him locked up. Let's not get him too close. Loved that so much. So they're doing this great idea. They've got two prisoners. It's not nice to call Zach 2.0 a prisoner, but they got two prisoners. Tell us where the master is located. Doing the same with Desai, seeing if the stories match up.
That is
once again, that is really smart by our heroes.
Right.
We ought to almost rate this a 10 out of 10 for a moment of our heroes doing things intelligently.
Yeah, no, I think, you know, just because, I mean, for me, it wasn't so much the episode in and of itself. I think it was pretty good, but just for the second to last one, I wanted a little more craziness, which we didn't get.
I think,
but that is a good plan. That's a good call, Bubba.
Amongst our heroes,
mm-hmm.
I think Quinlan is the one who seems to doubt Zach the most. Don't you?
Sure, and he's got the most history, though, with the Master. So he
right, good
he,
point.
He won't put
2,000
anything.
2,000 years, we know.
2,000 years.
I've been searching him 2,000. We get it, 2,000. All right, all together now, 2,000 years. All right, great. You got it out of your system there?
No, he is. Do you think there's a little part of Strabone that is maybe jealous of Zach 2.0 for getting to hang out with Strabone's dad?
Well, he hung out with those people way back in Jack the Ripper time.
That's true.
The woman and her daughter, so he doesn't have genitalia anymore. Maybe maybe he sees all kids the same.
Maybe.
Zach's haircut is so long. Ha ha ha.
Zach's haircut is, I think, the one thing that will survive the next nuclear blast that goes off in the strain. It is pretty impermeable.
So as much as I'm digging so much of this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to attack a child actor, but
Corey Stoll.
Corey Stoll, right? Exactly. I don't want to attack. I don't want to Zach
Jonathan
attack
Hyde.
Zach 2.0. But it was obvious he was on the master side. Of course, we've seen the whole show. We know what he's been up to. But this thing that F does, let me bring you outside.
Right.
What's the point? You're going to show him this beautiful city that's in ruins? Hey, remember how there was all noise used to be? The Master's really cleaned up the noise pollution. What were you thinking, F? Or do you want to give F credit that this was going to be the make or break? Now he's out on the roof. Is that going to tell the Master where we are? Or is he going to be true? What do you think?
I think it was a little bit of a test. I didn't, you know, if there was going to be a bit of a game about, well, you know, how could, you know, Zach 2.0 is not carrying anything in his backpack. There's no tracking. There's no one followed him. So, okay, if he is a bad guy, if he is going to get a signal to the master, then how might that happen?
Right.
And we don't really get a clear sense of, you know, of that before this. And so when it happens, we see it and they zoom in on the blood
All
that. But at this, but they don't, it, you know, it doesn't, it's not really paying anything off. And so it would have been a little bit more fun for it to be, oh man, like this is a clear moment between the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
Later on, it you know, they have that conversation and it actually turns in. This is probably my favorite thing that F has done on this show.
Where he figured it out. When he said, opened a friggin' soda can a million times in your life, Zach. I love this moment, too.
Yeah.
And I loved it not only because F, our heroes should be smart. We want to celebrate they should be heroes. Name a hero who you thought was an idiot. You know, you want heroes to be smart. That's right. Why they're called heroes.
Sure.
And so when he nails his son on this,
yeah,
and his son won't meet his eye, I loved that moment.
Mm-hmm.
But I also loved this moment because at a certain point, Zach 2.0 did meet his father's eye and just start ripping the evilness.
Oh, yeah.
Just, I loved that so much. Mom is still alive. I hope they're not doing that to make us think that Zach 2.0 is just a dumb kid. Oh, she's still alive. She's still alive. As much as it just is so evil. I always talk about the brave choice this show made to have this kid just be the absolute worst. And the fact they've done it and that he goes there hardcore,
yeah.
I loved it.
Yeah, no, it was, I mean, he really is acting as unvarnished, you know, this is straight dope Zach 2.0. And
yes, it is. Hell yeah.
We don't like him, but man,
but he's good being a jerk.
Yeah, he's taken off the training wheels, and he also raises some interesting questions about, you know, the meaning of consciousness and sentience. Is his mom still alive? If the master can't...
Next week better not be the last episode if she's still alive. As long as I can have the mother formerly known as Lovely Kelly in my life, actress Natalie Brown.
Sure.
80 seasons. The Strain.
Look, there's a lot of there's a lot of catching up between Lovely Kelly and...
Whoa. Lovely Kelly, whether she is just a projection or she is somehow still alive within the master... Why was she telling her preteen son, your dad fucked Nora's mom's daughter, Nora? Whoa. That was hardcore. She's like, you slept with Nora. That's why mom kicked you out of the house. Whoa.
Yeah, that's...
Whoa.
Talk about turning your kid against his father.
I mean, know.
That doesn't seem cool.
Mom didn't start seeing Matt from Sears until several months after you got kicked out of the house, Dad.
You know, let's just take a beat. Let's just take a beat to give a shout-out to Matt from Sears. Man.
It's season one. Oh, the best character.
He's no Chloe O'Malley.
Oh, man, the second best character.
He was
Matt
definitely...
Matt from Sears.
And why... If you're F, why don't you throw that back in, you slept with Nora. Yeah, well, your mom, you know, slept with the washing machine salesman. At least Nora had an advanced degree, you know.
You saw her. She was hot, Zach.
And she was
hot. Here, look at these pictures she sexted me.
Oh.
Look through my phone. Wait, Dad, that looks like the human concentration camp.
No,
oh, wrong
no.
picture, okay, Zach. Sorry. Wrong. Next. Swipe.
That's where I met Nora.
All right, so... You're only 5 out of 10.
Yeah.
Did you buy the drama the show wants you to buy that F may just blow his son's brains out there?
No, I
didn't either.
Yeah,
and I think if
all.
They could have somehow sold that,
yeah,
this moment, which is supposed to be powerful, I think it would have been great.
Right.
I really think it would have been great.
But I don't think they could have really made that believable without having, you know, Zach, you know, maybe take someone else out, you know. So Zach,
oh, that's a good call.
Zach killed Dutch, or Zach killed, you know, Sexy Fett, and, you know, or got the drop somehow on Strabone, and then, you know, really, mm-hmm. you know, really force Passive Aggressive to make that decision. But he never really has to. I mean, he hears some hard truths.
Oh yeah.
And almost kills him. But I mean, Zach 2.0
was so evil. Dad, we don't have much time, Dad, and I get to tell the master what to do with the humans he finds. So if you want to live, tell me where the nuke is. That is stone cold evilness.
He could be a fantastic villain.
Yes.
If he grows a mustache.
Let me say.
That's what
I don't know how many years it'll take for that. But I am just saying that. So wonderful, so great. But also the fact that Zach has a goal
mm-hmm.
and fails at it.
Sure.
It proves that he is F's son.
Finally. Finally there is proof. Yeah. No, I mean it's tough to see, and I never thought that F would pull the trigger, because I never thought he was really in any mortal danger, at least from Zach. Not, I mean, right. obviously from the master, but from Zach. And it does seem to be like they get out of there.
Yeah, I thought this was going to be the tense moment. The feelers are coming. We got to get the hell out of here. And so I'm like,
well,
oh, my God.
Good thing we didn't bring anything.
Yeah, but instead, it literally just, they leave. We see them walking out of the bunker. Once again, our heroes. Then it cuts, and they're at the bank. They're at the depository.
Right, they're at the depository. One thing that, Bubba,
no action.
Not enough action for I think either of us. But when Sexy Fett is walking out, in one hand he's got Satrakian silver cane,
right,
which is awesome
and very important. That's got to be one of the ways the master gets it, right?
Yeah, or they should have just used it to cut Zach 2.0's hair.
No great.
More bangs for you. But no, so. Did it look like to you? To me, it looked like in Sexy Fett's right hand were some bunched up pages. I thought maybe that's from the Oxido Lumen.
That would be great.
I wasn't sure because I mean we spent hundreds of millions of dollars and an entire season trying to get our hands.
We got one season getting the Oxido Lumen, a second season reading it.
Yeah,
success.
So we still have that. Still hasn't really paid off yet. But I hope it does.
No, you're right. He grabs a map
when they're looking at
the Empire State Building. The map Zach drew.
They turned the Oxido Lumen into a map? What the hell's going on?
So,
haven't they seen seasons 2 and half of 3?
No, they haven't.
Don't they know the importance?
Why have we seen season 2 and season 3? Sometimes because we're so tough on the strain, but we want the strain to be good and fun.
Yeah.
And even in an episode we were both kind of down on, there are these little moments that are so
oh, for sure.
good.
Yeah.
And let's get to one of those moments. Amelia is at the top of the Empire State Building when Abby gets to say her goodbye.
Yes.
But we have to set it up. All right. Okay. So we can trigger the bomb remotely. We know the master is not going to be the Empire State Building because mm-hmm. it's a trap.
Sure.
If Quinlan thinks, if I can drag the master to me, mm-hmm. then you can bring the bomb to me. We blow it up. He's dead. For our heroes who have failed so often, that's actually not that bad a plan.
Yeah.
But it's almost too impersonal, I think. Can the master be killed just by a bomb blown up by, nothing against him, Roman? We don't even know Roman.
Right.
Doesn't it have to be... He could be killed by the nuclear bomb. He could be killed by the sword. But he's got to be killed by one of us, one of our heroes, one of our guys, one of our bros.
Right. Well, and there's also, I mean, the master has in the past survived as just a big old worm.
Yeah.
You know, so it really, if you do the bomb, then you're you know, there's that danger of, okay, you know, most of him is gone, most of him is blown to smithereens, but, you know, somewhere, somehow, there's a worm, you know, hiding in a giant, you know, bottle of tequila.
It's in the tequila. So our boy...
Yeah, you have to kill him yourself to know that he's dead.
Hell yeah. Now, our boy Quinlan, he's got super speed.
Mm-hmm.
Never gets tired.
He's preserving his strength,
Still
Bubba.
Takes the elevator. Take the stairs, Quinlan. Super speed this crap.
He's preserving his strength. He's going into the lion's den.
We don't know.
This was something where I was totally fine with Abby confronting him. What I didn't like about this was, you know, many episodes we've had glimpses of one of the cool things that The Strain did this year was they kind of invented some new monsters for
us. Mongrels.
So the mongrels.
Oh, yes.
And Strabone barely got away.
Of course.
Last week from killing a mongrel. So if...
Great, some more mongrels. I'm with you.
There could have been a couple mongrels waiting for them. You know, the master's away so they can check their email and, you know, they can do whatever they need to
Would have been great. Now, I loved Abby getting her master moment and her talking trash. Zach 2.0 is more than a son than you've ever been. Oh, nice.
I mean, if that's the case, I mean, that's below the belt. Like, Zach 2.0, it's not like Zach 2.0 has been a great son.
No.
Like, the master has probably been a better father to Zach 2.0 than F has. But to say that Zach 2.0 was a better, I mean,
yeah.
He does what you want him to do, begrudgingly.
Okay.
He doesn't understand anything. you got to lead him by the hand. You know, like, he's so I don't think of him as a great son. But, you know, the master does. That's all that counts. So
suddenly, just regular old Strigoi, not mongrels, not even feelers, are behind Strabone. Strabone has super speed. The master knows this. Yet, this is obviously just a plant. I thought, okay, the master has planted a bomb there himself. Our heroes go there. He blows up. Our heroes die. But that is not what happened. Instead, the trash talking. We know Ikor's loved it.
Yeah.
We know the master loves it. Everybody loves it. Hell, our heroes love it.
Sure. No, it was nice. We got a little bond splaining. It was cool.
Good. Quinlan, I shall never give up my pursuit of you. The master, whatever. Big whoop. And so I love anytime anybody's talking through the master that the heroes disconnect the call.
Right.
You know, turn off, you know, stop Skype.
Yeah.
Because, like, the master's like, and what I really think, slice. I was talking there.
Hello.
I know. I wanted the.
Do you think, like, if your Ikor's, you know, I mean, because Bubba, sometimes I'll call you and I'll be like, hey, Bubba, let's talk about what happened this week in college football. I don't really understand college football. And then, you know, somehow the line goes.
I'll call you back.
And then we'll be talking. I'll say, hey, how about we go roller skating? Like, and then the line goes dead.
AT&T.
So
never trust him.
Do you think Ikor's ever did that with the master, where the master's like,
of course,
Baba Shabubu, through someone else, and Ikor's is just like, you know, whoosh, and sorry, master, I'm not sure what happened. Yes, you were saying. Do you think he's ever tried that bit?
I would love it if he had. It's the best way to be.
For 2,000 years, you know, you would get, well, maybe just 70 years with Ikor's, but still.
All right, we've been putting off on some predictions, Mork, but let's hear it for Borno. Strabone, as we call him, Quinlan. Yeah. He's at the top of the Empire State Building. From what we can see, he's surrounded by about 20 1.0 flavor.
Right.
Strigoi. Is Quinlan going to escape this, yes and no, and show up at the last minute to rescue our heroes?
You know,
or is he dead? Is that his Waterloo?
No, that is not his Waterloo. Here's something that I'm going to throw out there. Here's a little Strabone theory. For you, Bubba.
Give it to me.
So next week we have this big battle, and say it's, you know, we've got, you know, subway trains filled with Strigoi, you know, blimps, everything we've always wanted to see.
Give it to me.
And big explosion, nuclear bomb here, laser beams, infrared, silver bars. So we think the master's dead. And one thing that we know that we didn't learn until really this year, at least I didn't, was that if the master dies, then not only do all the other Strigoi die, but so does Strabone. So
yes. Ooh, that's a good call.
So what if at the end there's all these bombs going off, and then in the rubble we see first Strabone, like, getting back, and
Strabone's
still alive.
Right, that, yes, the worm is still out there.
That means the master's still alive.
That is a great call.
That could be neat. I don't know if that's going to happen. Okay, so Dutch. You think Dutch is going down next week. Not bread truck involved.
No, our heroes, they were a safe distance away. Suddenly, they are surrounded by Sturgoy.
Yeah.
If this is the bomb, Master, yes, they are surrounded by Sturgoy, but this should be like a hundredfold. There should be so many more Sturgoy in this one spot. Just throw all your troops at them. But I have said that because they've killed so many women, I think Dutch is living. I'm giving Dutch a season 5 pass.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, but let's talk about our heroes who are surrounded here.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so there's Dutch. Does she survive?
Yes.
Fett?
No.
F?
No.
Boy, this sounds silly. Gus, who was hinting that he's going to hook up with Tandoori Palace girl, and that could be like a scene at the very end.
All right, I can see that.
Hey, bruh.
Hey, bruh.
Am I getting killed, Any bruh?
Tikka masala?
What's going to happen? Gus living, or was that just a dream he'll never get to fulfill?
I think Gus will live.
Roman, introduced this season, is it too late for us to care about him? Is he going to live?
Yes and yes.
Man, you're very nice.
Well, I said it is too late. It is too late for...
Oh, sorry. Okay. Right. How about... Let's go there. Zach, we keep talking about them making him so evil. Does Zach survive the series? I think that would be a great thing. Like, all the Sturgoy are dead, but you see Zach coming up from the rubble.
Yeah, Zach comes up from the rubble.
And he's got, like, one worm going in his eye.
Oh, yeah, and he applies for his GRE. I kind of want this to end poorly. I'm not sure why. I don't like saying it, but, you know, for... Just for humanity and the planet, not for anybody else. But yeah, no, I wouldn't if it makes us. I don't think there's going to be much satisfaction in seeing Zach, you know, 2.0 die. So it's almost
don't know these viewers.
If he ruled, if he was put in charge, if the master, you know, jumped into Zach 2.0's body, something like that, that would be pretty. And maybe he'll do that and then he'll die or something like that. I don't know, but. What where do you think?
I'm torn because I think it would be the horror kind of movie trope ending of somebody living, and that's what this show is a horror movie trope, or it should be when I enjoy it.
Yeah.
But no, I think F didn't pull the trigger this week. F is going to be the cause of Zach 2.0 being Zach 2.0 more.
Ooh.
And so I don't know how. They haven't given me enough foreshadowing about that. But that's where I'm going.
Does it involve the tiger?
That'd be great.
Revenge. There is actually a I thought we were going there a few episodes back because there is it's almost a cliched spy story, you know. John le Carré uses it a lot, where basically your enemy kidnaps your son and then lets him kill a tiger. I mean, we've seen that so many times.
So many times. Yes. All right. So, our Facebook page, we have so many wonderful double L.
We do.
Listeners.
Double L. Oh, yeah.
Oh, sorry.
I know.
Once again, I want to point out our boy Michael Brown.
Oh, God.
Who asked the question... That we
Deep
were just
questions.
Asking.
Yes.
Will sexy hacker Dutch have to survive so much because they've killed all the women characters? I said she is going to survive.
Yeah.
And you said?
I think she will. Yeah.
Another great double L.
Loyal
listener, Thomas Clapper.
Good old Tommy C.
Pointed out, Mork, that what did you say way back when we started season 4? It was like, what does it have to happen, Mork, for you to be excited about this? And you said you needed what? Well, Thomas Clapper wrote it. He wrote, "I am just glad the band is back together." And I never thought the Game of Thrones character Walder Frey would make me sad ever.
Aww.
R.I.P. / LOL.
I want someone to say that
Thank
about
you so
me.
Much. Thank you so much, Thomas Clapper.
That was
another great one.
That's my goal in life, is to have that on my
RIP/LOL.
LOL. Oh, man. No, those are great points. Let us know what you think.
Yeah, who do you think is going to survive? We want to know.
Who you don't want to survive.
Oh, yeah.
And if it's, you know, if it's either Bubba or Mork, you can say that too.
Right.
That's okay.
We only have one more week left.
Yeah, that's all right.
So who's to say if we'll survive the Got Your Milk podcast?
We may not. We may not.
Write us on our Facebook page. That's facebook.com/PP podcast. That's the word double, the single letter P, the word podcast, plural. Podcasts, facebook.com/PP podcast. Who do you want to live? Who do you want to die? Let Mork know how much you want to see Zach 2.0 killed. Maybe not by F, maybe by anybody.
Sure. Maybe by Abby.
L. Maybe the people from the Tandoori Palace.
Sir, you cannot come back to the buffet 3 times in a row.
This is going to sound silly.
No.
But remember how it's like if you kill a vampire. All the people who, you know, all the people he turned back to humans. Is it true that all the people that the master killed, he has their spirits like he has Kelly? Is there any way that the people could revert back to being alive somehow if they haven't been shot or decapitated?
Well, you know, their organs and they die inside and their falls off. So
suddenly it grows back. And F, the doctor, is like, what an amazing, I can't believe it. From beyond the grades to drink is like, why can't you believe it? So listeners, let us know. Write me, Bubba, on Twitter at fitandtrim. That's FITTENTRIM at fitandtrim on Twitter.
Mork is at extraordinary. That's extraordinary with the W in front of the final R. And we will see you.
Wait, hold on. I want to say it. I've been doing this almost all season.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We will see you in 1 week for season 4, episode 10, the final, ultimate, the pinnacle, the zackicle of it all. We're going to see an episode entitled The Last Stand.
Oh, okay.
Quinlan conceives of a desperate plan. No, F.
But no other kind of plan.
F wrestles with his conscience.
He doesn't have a conscience.
Fett undertakes a suicide mission.
Shaving his beard.
Dutch and, hey, brah, it's me, Gus. They're going to finally prepare for battle.
Oh, it's about time.
The Last Stand. We will be there with you next week.
Oh, and it's an extended episode.
Yeah.
64 minutes.
Just like tonight's was. So you know it'll be great. So
damn
we
you,
will
Bubba.
See you next time on
Got Your Milk. It felt like 63 minutes. I mean, it flew by.
It was only 64, Master. I saw it. I counted. They all said right. It was longer, but it wasn't.
Well, look, you know.
Oh, Zach, I love you so much.